In this year's government work report, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said the country will intensify efforts to push forward the Made in China 2025 initiative.
深入实施工业强基重大装备工程专项，大力发展。
We'll work hard on the implementation of projects to build a robust foundation for industrial development and projects in developing and making major equipment, and we'll make a big push to develop advanced manufacturing, thus moving toward mid and high-end manufacturing. We'll improve policies to turn China into a manufacturer of quality.
Chen Fengying, a researcher from China Institute of Contemporary International Relations,says breakthroughs have been achieved in brand recognition and quality. But how to apply new technologies into the production, management, and marketing models is crucial for the next step.
We have established manufacturing innovation centers across the country, which is important to the enhancement of smart manufacturing. And this year, around 25 more centers will be set up to reach a more comprehensive nationwide layout. We also carried out several remarkable intelligent manufacturing projects with the world's leading position, such as the key technologies in realizing robot intelligence.
Based in Suzhou, XCMG Group is a Chinese heavy machinery manufacturing company, ranking fifth in the world's construction machinery industry. Company Vice Director Yan Lijun says the real economy is the cornerstone of China's development, and the manufacturing industry is the core of the real economy.
如果实体经济不振兴，中国的梦是实现不了的。
The revitalization of the real economy is in close relation with the realization of the Chinese dream. To implement the initiative, our company aims to become top three in the global engineering machine industry by 2025. We have implemented sound measures to make sure our equipment manufacturing skills are developing toward the high-end level, and our products can compete in the world market.We also pour money and efforts into innovation, quality improvement, and personnel training.
Deputy Yan Chengzhong, a professor of Zhonghua University in Shanghai, said the upgrading of the manufacturing sector needs advanced talents. He called for deeper reforms for the higher education system.
This time, one of my suggestions will concern with how to re-educate or retrain our BA degree graduates.But anyway, it also needs policy leading because, you know, so far we don't have a systematic policy design for those big nation skilled masters in manufacturing. How could let them really enjoy good rewarding and good social positions? I believe the central government realized this is really very much substantial.
For CRI, this is Huang Shan.